wanted to start the show with that and I never got round to it. It's Reach Out, I'll Be There from the Four Tops on Today FM. Kellyanne Byrne here with you on The Beat Goes On up until 12. And I love that record because it fills me with hope. Lots of nice music coming up in this first hour of the show. I've got new tracks on the way from Mirror People. Also a London-based act called Oh Yeah on the way. Bananarama, Hot 8 Brass Band. More from Joey Negro's Remix with Love 2, which is the most fantastic record. If you haven't heard it, definitely get your hands on it. I'm going to be playing stuff from that over the next few weeks. The Rolling Stones, Todd Terje and Jorge Ben. But, you know, without sounding like a granny, I love the fact that spring has finally arrived at last. And I'm always saying on both my shows, it's weird how the weather influences what you listen to. And this track always makes me think of sunny days. It's Marlena Shaw with California Soul. Seen a river deep mountain high on Today FM. I did say there at the start of the show that we're doing a sort of a love theme tonight. Not sappy tunes. Tunes that we can dance to. But I did get this text in from Shane. Hey Shane. And he said, Kay Kellyanne, I'm on my wife's phone. Will you play I Love Music by the OJs for Carol to thank her for driving my drunk ass back to Dublin? Please. Thanks. It was our first dance. Wow. What a great track to pick for a first dance. This is for you guys. OJ's I Love Music kicking off The Beat Goes On tonight here on Today FM, and that seems like the perfectly apt track to kick off a fantastic show with myself, Kellyanne Byrne. I'll tell you why. Not only do I have great tunes on the way from Lynn Collins, the Tavares, Odyssey and Graham McRae in this hour, but I also have a wonderful interview with the one and only Danny Crivett, and I spoke about this a little bit last week. Danny Crivett is playing in the Grand Social next Saturday, the 12th of this month. And he's 45 years DJing. He's from New York City and he was just a pleasure to talk to. So just to give you a bit on his background, he grew up in the 60s in New York. His father managed Chet Baker. His mother was a jazz singer and he was surrounded by musicians such as Janis Joplin, Nile Rodgers, John Lennon. He's still one of the most booked DJs today and his story is just incredible. You're going to hear it in the interview later on at the end of this hour. You know what? He was so fascinating. I found it so hard to edit him. So I've broken it up into two sections. That's Danny Crivett. Stick around for that. It's coming up in about, I'd say, 40 minutes time. And I just love to listen to his voice because he's got that New York drawl. So because I'm in such a good mood, I'm always in a good mood. Because I'm in such a good mood with Danny Crivett, I'm going to start the show with this, which is Change. The vocal is done by Luther Vandross and this is The Glow of Love. Native New Yorker from Odyssey on Today FM, and I cannot think of a more perfect track to introduce the legend that is Danny Crivett, because Danny Crivett for me personifies everything that is magic about New York City in music terms. 45 years DJing, grew up in the 60s in New York, and his story is fascinating. So let's start with his upbringing. You grew up in the 60s in New York. Both your parents were involved in music. How did that influence your eventual path into DJing?
I would have thought it would have influenced me a lot, and all the musicians and, you know, famous musicians I knew and met in the area. But the main thing that influenced me really was there were a lot of record stores in my area in Greenwich mm-hmm. Village. And, when I would pass by the stores, unlike today, the displays really pulled you in. The pictures from all the album covers, it's all large format. And the album covers were distinctly different. The pictures were really well depicted so that you knew what the group was about by the picture. It you know, almost all the time was really accurate. Mm-hmm. And hearing the music as I'm passing all the time and seeing these pictures, it just pulled me in. And it kind of got me, before even playing records, into my beginnings as a vinyl junkie. And, you know, just collecting records and following groups. And Nile Rodgers, who kind of grew up in my area, we hung out a lot. He helped me pick out a guitar, and he was great back then. And he showed me a couple of, you know, things, and I could have followed up with that and tried, you know, work at it. But the more I heard these records, I said, you know, this is fantastic. Yeah. I'm never going to be able to do that. Let me just buy some more records.
That is Change with A Lover's Holiday on Today FM, and that is the first track that I'm going to play in this hour-long special on Larry Levan and Paradise Garage. If you tune into The Beat Goes On regularly, you would have heard me talk a lot about the Paradise Garage. Many consider it to be one of the greatest clubs ever, and it existed from 1978 until 1987 in New York City, and Larry Levan was the resident DJ. And many people say Larry Levan was Paradise Garage. It's his birthday on Tuesday. He would have been 61 years old. Sadly, he passed away at the age of 38 in 1992. But his legacy definitely lives on because, I've mentioned before, he's probably the biggest influence on my DJing and many, many other DJs. So in this hour, I've got music on the way from The Clash, Yazoo, Patrice Rushen, Rocker's Revenge, Talking Heads, Donald Byrd. Larry Levan's taste in music was very, very varied, and he was supposed to be an unbelievable selector. So the first track I'm going to play is actually from an album called Journey into Paradise. If you want to get your hands on a great disco record, get your hands on that. And I bought that in San Francisco many moons ago. I picked it up. At the time, I didn't know the name Larry Levan. I knew some of the tunes on it, but I didn't know who he was. And I picked it up and I said to the guy working there in Amoeba Records in San Francisco, I said, "Is this good?" And I remember this very distinctly because he looked around at the whole house and disco section and he said, "Are you kidding me, man? This is where all this shit came from." And that's all down to Larry Levan. And that track I just played is on Journey into Paradise. And so is this tune. There's been a lot of these around lately. But luckily at Longitude, we didn't get that much rain this weekend. And you know what? Chaka Khan makes it sound fantastic. This is Clouds. Once in a lifetime. Before that, it was Rocker's Revenge with Walking on Sunshine. And if you have just tuned in to The Beat Goes On with myself, Kellyanne Byrne, this second hour of the show is dedicated to Larry Levan and the many wonderful tunes that he would have played at Paradise Garage. And I just wanted to say, if you are interested in watching a documentary about Paradise Garage and Larry Levan and West End Records, there's a great documentary online on YouTube called The Godfather of Disco. A friend of mine actually directed it from New York, and the first time I saw it, really, I was moved to tears because it's not just about the music, it's about that time in New York in the 80s. It was really, really tough. It was really tough for the gay community. It was really tough for the black community. And many of those people went to the Paradise Garage because they felt that they belonged and nobody was judging them. And honestly, I cannot recommend that documentary enough. It's called The Godfather of Disco. And friends of mine who've watched it, who are not even into this music, were crying. It's really, really wonderful. So the next track that I'm going to do is actually, seeing as though we did Talking Heads there, I may as well do a Tom Tom Club track, which of course is Tina Weymouth and Chris Frantz from Talking Heads. And this is a tune that Laurie would have played at Paradise Garage, and it's a track that I often play when I'm out DJing. This is Genius of Love. Vision, as records go, it does not get much better than that. Kellyanne Byrne here with you on The Beat Goes On up until 12. Until about 10:30 on the show, I'm doing my favourite Bowie records that I've been DJing for the last 15 years. And I pulled up a great interview that he did with a guy called Bill Demain in New York in 2003. This is one of his stories around Rebel Rebel. I can tell you a very funny story about that. One night I was in London in a hotel trying to get some sleep. It was quite late, like 11 or 12 at night. And I had some big deal thing on the next day. I heard this riff being played really badly from upstairs. I thought, who the hell is doing this at this time of night on an electric guitar over and over? And it was Rebel Rebel. So I went upstairs to show the person how to play the thing. I love this because it features one of the best people in sporting history. So David Bowie says, so I bang on the door opens and I say, listen, if you're going to play that... And it was John McEnroe. He says, I kid you not, it was McEnroe who saw himself as some kind of rock guitar player at the time. That could only happen in a movie, couldn't it? McEnroe trying to struggle his way through Rebel Rebel. Well, I have to say, when I was a kid, I adored John McEnroe. I used to watch him all the time on the telly. He was a maverick. David Bowie was a maverick. And I just think that's a terrific story. Here's Rebel Rebel. Tune, that's Christopher Cross with Ride Like the Wind on Today FM, and that is on the second Joey Negro remix with Love. It's part two of the compilation. I was a massive fan of number one. I've played so many of those tracks on this show. Anyway, we're going to go into the second part of the interview. It was really hard to edit him. I could have spoken to him for 2 or 3 hours because he just knew so much about music, and I find that with DJs who've been around a long time, there's kind of less ego and just they just genuinely really, really love what they do. Anyway, we started by talking about the current obsession with disco. What do you think about the whole kind of obsession with disco now and sort of like, you know, oh, disco is in and, you know, because obviously for somebody like you, it was never out. And, you know, do you, well, it is a great thing. But yeah, I'm just wondering what you feel about that.
I don't know. Is it really in? maybe it is in. I think it's more in now than it maybe was. I think, you know what, I've always thought people have always said they love disco since the beginning of house music. It went through a bit of a bumpy thing after the sort of disco sort of crash in the late 70s, which I think more in America they really hated disco, but I think because the...
That whole disco sucks movement.
Yeah, and I think they got burned, like, you know, there was, I mean, people forget there was an awful lot of rubbish disco. I mean, it wasn't like all discos like Earth, Wind & Fire and the Players Association and things like that. It was a lot of crappy like disco versions of Don't Cry For Me Argentina and Baby Face and just like awful cover version out, you know, that, and I bet if you went to your average disco in somewhere like Milwaukee, they were probably playing more rubbish than they were good stuff, you know, and it's probably, so I think, you know, there was a bit of a post-disco backlash where people sort of didn't like it, but I think people, since the beginning of house music and so many disco records being sampled in house tracks, there's been a general, a fairly strong sort of disco.
I think as well with Chic touring again, I feel like that was a huge thing. Do you? Like with them being back on the road and from a few years ago.
Nile Rodgers is definitely a very active public figure. Yeah. And I think him being, was he inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and things like
that? Yeah, you know? and he had that wonderful autobiography in which he kind of talked, well, it's amazing in so many ways, but he talks about that, the disco sucks movement. And yeah, I think, I feel like in Ireland anyway, because people really love Chic, that created a huge interest in disco again.
And I think basically as well, it's good to see that like 30 years, 40 years later, then I remember back in the late 70s when I was first getting into it, I was suppose I was 15 in 1979, so when disco was sort of at its sort of, you know, peak in terms of like 78, 79, when Earth and Fire and Chic and things like that were on Radio 1 all the time. And there was definitely a real scathing anti-disco sort of sentiment just amongst when the radio DJ on Radio 1 who would play Earth, Wind & Fire, but it's because it was playlisted, basically they'd always sort of slip in a comment about, you know, that's a record that we won't be hearing in 5 years' time because it's going to sound dated and awful, and, you know, whereas they would be sort of more saying the sort of the punk stuff or the like of Elvis Costello or Dave Edmonds. That's the sort of stuff you felt they liked. And the disco stuff was sort of like a bit derided and whatever. Mm. But even those people have to admit that actually, of all the music that came out in the late 70s, disco's probably the stuff that's actually has stood the test of time more than any
Absolutely.
Of
I completely agree with you. As a matter of interest, because I saw that clip on YouTube where you were walking around your gaff and you were like, I don't know if it was your house, but you were like pulling out your records and I'm going, oh my God, I'd give anything to be there. How many records do you actually have?
People often ask me that, and I really don't know the answer. I would guess maybe. I mean, I'm not someone with loads. Over the years, I've got rid of quite a lot of records, so I would say maybe 15,000, 20,000. I don't know, but they're not definitely not all good. So I think when the trouble is, back in the 90s, I was on quite a lot of mailing lists, so I didn't keep everything by a long, long shot. But you end up keeping things which you wouldn't have bought. So. Yeah. At some point, I should have a really big clear out and get rid of and probably get it down by...
Do you not get very possessive, though? I'm really possessive of stuff. I won't get rid of anything with records.
Well, I'll get rid of things which like that. You know what? Sometimes I'll pull things out. I think I must listen to these to remind myself if it's any good or not.
Yeah.
And if I think I can't be bothered listening to it to decide whether to sell it or not, I should sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's other things I know I'm never going to sell. I'm going to be buried with my copy of the James Mason album or whatever, but... You know, other records are, I think, you know what, I can remember listening to that a few times. It's not really...
Have you ever thought about your funeral song?
I have not to the point of making any sort of firm decisions, no. But I know it's going to be very long.
I've thought of that. Do you know that Coke Escovedo track, I Wouldn't Change a Thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like that at my funeral. The words are great.
Yeah, it's got nice words, actually. It's a nice track, and that's relatively short. People aren't going to be sort of like thinking...
Yeah, shut up. Do you think nowadays to be successful internationally that you have to produce a record? Do you think it's not enough to just play other people's records?
I think it's quite difficult to get yourself on the map, but I don't think it's impossible. But I think if you're part of a group, like not say a group, but say if you're part of, say, Hot Natured or one of these... What is it? Hot Natured, Hot Creations. You know, so when they're doing Hot Creations night, they have their DJs. And if you're one of their DJs, and I'm not just talking about Hot Creations, any label, Tool Room or whatever, who do nights, and you're part of that team, then you could possibly ride on the back of that. But you do need something that's going to get you the gig.
It's going to push you, And you're playing in Pygmalion on Saturday, 27th of February.
That's correct.
Yeah?
I am,
are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited, actually. I mean, you know what? I haven't had a gig for a while because I had a baby. Well, I didn't have a baby. My wife had a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Recently. So thank you. So I haven't actually DJed, so I'm going to be awful.
You're not going to be?
I'm joking, no. So I'm looking forward to, actually, you know, I've made a few new tracks, which I haven't road tested yet, which are probably going to go down like a lead balloon. So, So it'd be nice to... I've always had good times in Ireland, actually. Most of the time I've been in, especially in Dublin, it's normally been pretty good.
The crowds are great. The crowds are always great here, I find. You know, and they're well up for it. And I'm sure you'll be fine. You know what, I'm not going to keep you on too long because I know you probably have other things to be doing. But hopefully I will get to see you in Pygmalion on the 27th of February.
I hope so too.
Yeah, and listen...
We can have a breakdancing competition or something.
Best of luck also at Remix of Love 2. I'm dying to hear it.
Cool. No, thank you very much. It's out in... When is it out? The March 4th.
It's out March 11th, isn't it? No?
I think it's the 4th physically. No, it's the 4th. We brought it forward, yeah.
Okay.
4th physically and digitally, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, brilliant. I look forward to hearing it. And listen, thanks so much for your time.
No worries at all.
Okay, hopefully I'll see you here in 2 weeks.
Yes, 2 weeks.
All right, take care.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye.